Physician, heal thyself. Physician, heal yourself. We have been told this throughout all of time by all the philosophers, all the psychologists, all the medical doctors, all the people who deal in returning to your original purity and integrity. It's so easy to be a metaphysician and work with other people, to be a practitioner and practice the principle with other people, and be a healing minister, working with other people and their problems. It's so easy to do that. It's so easy to be a disciple who goes out to heal, to take care of people, to take care of their needs, and to tell them to straighten up and fly right. It's so easy for a doctor to say, take two pills and call me in the morning and let's see how things work out. But can you be a physician that heals yourself? You are a physician, you know. You are the one that is the creator of your life, the creator of the lives of those around you. You're the one who puts the causes in motion for experiences that you want to have. You are the physician who is always healing yourself and always creating in your world exactly the experiences that you want to happen. And the disciples went out to heal all of the people that the master teacher told them to go and heal. And they went out and they did their best. And they came back to him and they said, oh, master, we have not been able to do that. We have not been able to heal the sick, to help those who are weary, to take care of the people who are in lack, to raise the dead. We have not been able to do it. And then the master said, it's all your point of view. When you have a point of view that includes wholeness, includes right action, includes peace and goodness, then that's what comes to you. For Lazarus was not dead, he was only sleeping. For the people who are referred to as being gone are not gone. They're only sleeping. They're only moving to another dimension. Now, do they have to move to another dimension? Can they stay on this dimension? Well, they're always on this dimension and all other dimensions too. But sometimes we get knocked into another dimension, and we are surprised by that. We think, hey, how did this happen? How did this take place? Well, we are in another dimension when we are experiencing illness. When we are experiencing illness, we are knocked into another dimension that says to us that we are not whole and perfect. We are not experiencing our original purity and integrity. And when that happens, oh my, that can really tear us to pieces. And that can be anything under the sun. All it is are cells that have gone awry, that are not doing their perfect picture. That's what they call cancer cells. They say these are cells that are killing themselves. They're killing their own body. And that's not what they want to do. That's not what they're designed to do. That's not what we're designed to do. We're designed to live in the absolute dimension, not in another dimension, which is just another method, another area where we are growing and becoming aware of who we are. We can and we should become aware of who we are right here, right now, right in this body, in this life, in this world. Because when we train ourselves to be a physician who is healing himself, we are training ourselves to put the cause in motion for wholeness, for perfection, for right action, for peace, for truth, for goodness. Now, when we put that cause in motion, that means we put the cause in motion. Now, we have said often, 2 times 2 is 4, a mathematical principle. And any time you misuse the principle wrongly, or incorrectly, you get an incorrect response. You'd say 2 times 2 is 5, and you'll never be able to use a mathematical system to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Well, here in our bodies, when we say, I am sick, I am unhappy, the world is bumping me around, and I'm not very pleased by that. When we say that life is not a joyous affair, then we are saying 2 times 2 is 5. We are using the principle incorrectly, and of course we're getting an incorrect experience which tells us that we are not happy, we are not fulfilled, we are not joyous, we are not magnificent, we are not the allness. Now, when are we going to recognize, be aware of our reality? Our reality is wholeness and perfection. When are we going to be the disciples who go out and heal? And to heal means to return to your original purity and integrity. It doesn't mean doing something miraculous or something unusual. It's just your original purity and integrity. The metaphysician who goes out and says the world is beautiful, he has a beautiful world. And the metaphysician can go out and say the world's not beautiful, and he'll have a not beautiful world by his choice. A practitioner who sees every person that comes to him whole and perfect, who sees every person that comes to her in wholeness of mind and body. Healing ministers who say, there's nothing to heal. Oh, yes, there is. There's our attitude. There's our thought. We heal our thought. We put our thought in motion for our highest and best. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. If we had that thought, that mantra thought, in our mind every moment, we would be whole and perfect. And we're whole and perfect even when we cannot see the outcome, even though we cannot see the experience, the illusion of wholeness and perfection, because we're looking at the illusion of unwholeness and imperfection. And what is it we want to experience? When a child is going to school, he learns his mathematics, he learns his arithmetic, and he keeps saying 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and pretty soon, though he does not know why 2 times 2 is 4, and though he does not know how 2 times 2 became 4, and though he does not know that it is necessary to say 2 times 2 is 4 to have a correct answer, this is what he trains himself to do. His teachers are showing him ways of putting causes in motion for experiences that he wants. They say, when you are a good boy, you'll surround yourself with good boys. When you are a beautiful girl, you'll surround yourself with beautiful girls. When you are an ideal person, you'll surround yourself with ideal people. And your world will be ideal. Your world will be wonderful. It is no fallacy to say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But it's not only in your heart. As you think at any time, so are you. And if you think silly thoughts that are limiting to your experience, then that's what you experience. When you think marvelous thoughts that are uplifting to your wholeness and your right action and your peace and your truth, then that's what you experience. Physician, heal yourself. You and I all are physicians. We all are the ministers and the doctors and the practitioners and the metaphysicians, and we all are the disciples who follow a teaching, who follow a life. And if we follow it in one direction, it'll bring us great happiness. And that's when we follow it in truth. We follow it in saying that which is true. But if we follow it in another direction, where we're saying that which is false, we will experience that. And then we'll be very unhappy with ourselves for experiencing that. And we'll say, why me, O God? And why me, O law? Why me, O principle? Why me? Because I am using the principle. I am using the divine. I am the allness. Today, physician, you, me, the physician, heal myself. Heal yourself. and be whole and perfect now and always. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.